was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Welcome, my friends, to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's a pleasure to be here. In fact, it's a surprise to be here considering how busy today was. And I literally just plugged Skype into the computer and we're off and rolling, and I've had no chance to really review notes or prepare. But that doesn't mean we don't have a great show for you tonight, my friends. Tonight is June 29th. In 2008, and this is a very special program, not just for the special guest we have, but because we have a very important announcement, which will be first thing after the break. It's not about any seminars. It's about a particular patriot situation, and we're actually going to be asking people to consider whether or not they would like to help out in that situation. It's especially directed to those good men and women who have returned to the land, who have returned to the county, and who believe they understand how to operate in that venue at this time. We also have, most of the program will be devoted to a very special guest that I announced last week. This will be a no-holds-barred personal interview with someone that I consider to be a master, an absolute master of commercial procedures. He also has managed to beat the United States Federal Corporation in controversy when they came at him in controversy numerous times. In their forum, in equity, in admiralty, in commerce, very inventive, persistent, a strong-willed, in the best sense of the word, intelligent and pious man, Tom Schultz. Tom devotes much of each year to helping other people selflessly without charge across the nation. And many of you, I presume most of you know of him, and many of you know him and have had the pleasure of knowing him and sharing in the glow that he carries with him. I think we'll all have a lot to learn tonight from Tom, especially his observations on Scripture and how Scripture guides his every move. It's a lesson we all need to hear, because believe me, friends, when you are challenged, when fear is brought to your doorstep, it is nothing more than a plot to separate you from your relationship with the Lord. And Tom can really express, certainly better than I can, which is no great threshold, I might add, the importance of overcoming that fear and remembering your power as a child of this merciful and loving God. We also have another announcement about Sherry Jackson that I'd like to discuss, maybe in the first 10 or 15 minutes of the program. And we'd also like to review some of the very inventive and resourceful BIC successes that are being reported to me in increasing numbers. And folks, if you've experienced one of those, please send me an email. If you don't want it discussed on the air, that's fine. But it helps us evaluate the trends and the responses. And since I'm not holding another Law Merchant Retreat, I now lack the capability to gather 100 people or more in a room and say, well, tell me what's happened in this circumstance. So we'll be back with all of that and more after a few minute break. Don't go away.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Welcome back, my friend. Glad to have you here tonight. Well, where do we begin? So much to discuss. Any one of these salient points could easily be an entire program. So I think we're going to enjoy tonight very, very much. At least we'll try and liven up Sunday night ever since they took the Walt Disney Hour off when I was a kid. Something's been lacking about Sunday night. Maybe that's why. The Lord delivered this hour, these couple of hours to us. All right. How about a couple of BIC successes first? I'm seeing an increasing volume of emails and reports to me about the fruit that is being turned over using the ZYA process, the 1099A process, or as some folks are calling it out west, the ABC process. The use of promissory notes, BIC instruments, simple acceptances for value. It seems as if much is coming to fruition as the various underlying banks understand that the jig is up, and they must be expending enormous amounts in legal fees. And when you think about it, isn't that exactly the kind of self-limiting irony that brings tyranny or tyrannical procedures to its knees? It's always been that way. Everything in life is self-limiting. You have a real estate boom, as sure as you're in the middle of that boom, you can count on the fact that the bottom will fall out of that market in due time, in direct proportion to the gluttony of those purchasing the real estate and making the assumptions that it will always be elevated. You build a ship called the Titanic, and you call it, you have the arrogance and God complex, probably, to refer to it as unsinkable, and you can be assured that the Lord will protect his good name from the blasphemy. And so it is with banks that have relied upon attorneys to do their dirty work. Not a single word issued by that bank unscreened by the bar in one way or another. And now enormous sums being expended to defend against the onslaught of patriots who have realized how to press their positions as creditors, not in the courtrooms where it costs the patriots vast amount of sums, like I think Tom Cryer's case bankrupted him to the tune of $1 million, I've been told. But as we've developed in our procedures, we understand we can deal with these people administratively, make them come to us, and make it very expensive for them to fight what is basically an immoral position and to defend a legal position that isn't even credible within their own system of statutes. So that said, I can report to you an IRS refund on a bunch of credit card statements in the tune of between, let's say, $20,000 to $35,000. I won't mention more than that. I'm purposely being nondescript in all of these, as I do not wish to bring any wrath down upon these fine folks who have been kind enough to redact the information and send it to me. And I have seen the refund check on that. I've reported at least two cases in the $500,000 to $1 million range involving mortgages, and I have seen the bank deposit statements on the direct deposits of those amounts. There's a promissory note case that was in which a hospital bill of, let's say, between $25,000 and $45,000 was settled on a promissory note that was issued as an offer of performance and connecting that to the Hill-Burton Act, a very bright thing to do. Why would the hospital fight? Because the hospital understands that if you declare a pauperous status, that they will be reimbursed anyway under the Hill-Burton Act. They are at least under obligation to treat the patient or lose their Hill-Burton funds. And even if there is not a full reimbursement to the hospital, they're being reimbursed by the promissory note. We've also seen a student loan, I'll say somewhere in the amount of $10,000 to $40,000, that was very conveniently discharged using these procedures. And a number of other items, including one I thought was very amusing. It was a bill to a courier. I won't say which particular overnight courier, but it was a bill to an overnight courier for less than $50, and the guy very inventively did a direct discharge of that as opposed to bringing it to IRS and awaiting the refund, and was quite successful. And as I mentioned, all of these successes involve a wide variety of commercial technologies, promissory notes, EIC procedures, accepted for values, old-fashioned presentation of promissory notes with letters, very, very finely written letters that say, as I did not find your check or replevin bond, demand is hereby made, or payment is included, or whatever the transaction happened to be in that case. So I think that's very helpful information for us to understand the direction in which we are steering this boat. The great financial institutions of this artificial monstrosity corporate admiralty venue is certainly taking note of the fact that your word is all that's needed to settle the account. Folks, Sherry Jackson's in prison, as you know. Now, Sherry is a victim of her own status, you might say. and a political prisoner, and in time adequately gain the understanding of what it is to be a living sovereign woman on the land. And so she's rotting in prison, and there is a need for funds in the prison to ensure she can have adequate and proper food instead of the food that is being served, which is out of date and seems to be deleterious to her. So I urge you to find a moment of goodness and giving in your heart and send a money order in her name, a U.S. postal money order, to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And the next line would read, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Peel, P-E-E-L, Jackson, like Michael, number, yes, she is a number, 5908-5019. You just put in number. You don't have to mark down federal property warehouse inventory number. You know in your head what it represents. P.O. Box 474701. Again, her number, the number they have assigned to the surety in the debtor's warehouse is 5908-5019. And that is in Des Moines, D-E-S space M-O-I-N-E-S, Indiana, 50947. I had to think what IA meant there. I don't use those abbreviations. And now I have a very, very serious announcement. By the way, from Sherry, I'm sure, thank you very much in advance for your donations and tithing and your generosity. I have a very interesting announcement, a very important announcement, and I'll ask you to please clear your mind for this and think very clearly on this. There are a couple of scenarios underway currently in which patriots who were evicted by sheriffs acting in violation of public policy, acting as trespassers on the land, in other words, properly noticed in both venues, have gone ahead and committed the tort of eviction. Those parties, in at least three such cases, are literally have moved back on the land, into those houses on the land, or are in the process of doing so against these rogue sheriffs. And there's one case I'd like to bring to the forefront by name and suggest that we might be able to assist this particular party. And this particular party's name is David Neal, N-E-A-L, of the family Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. And David is on Guilford, G-U-I-L-F-O-R-D, Guilford County, or Guilford the County. We're talking about the de jure real landed county on North Carolina, the land, or the landed nation. In the de facto Guilford County, there is a case number that was assigned to this foreclosure of 08-C, as in Charles, small r, as in Ralph, dash 092156, and also 07-S, as in Sam, P as in Peter, dash 3338. There are those two different numbers. Now, interestingly enough, the land has been placed into the name, well, actually the deed has been placed into the name of Deputy Sheriff G, as in Gary or Greg, D, G period D period, as in David, Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N. Yes, a deputy sheriff is now the de facto owner of the property after the sheriff evicted the principal. Think about that. Think about the irony there. Who knows what kind of deal was underway between that deputy sheriff and Sheriff B. period J. period Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. But I will have a suggestion during the next segment, and then thereafter, we're going to be joined by the one and only Tom Schultz. Don't go away, my friends.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, friends. As I was stating before the break, Bland, North Carolina, David Neal of the family Mitchell, and they're in the process of returning to this property, to the land. These people were evicted from the property this past week. It's funny, I just happened to call them during the eviction. Talk about bad or good timing, as the case may be. And the property has apparently been deeded over. The property, the de facto property, certainly not the land, has been deeded over to a deputy sheriff, G.D., initials G.D. Austin. And he is now the de facto owner of record of that property, which was, and he works presumably under High Sheriff B.J. Barnes. Now, in North Carolina, as in many other states, the party that executes a non-judicial foreclosure is the same party that would participate in a judgment by confession or any other stipulated statute staple, and it is the clerk of the court. Lawyers know this. So if you're a credit card attorney in a state, you're one of the big credit card firms, you do not bring your materials before the judge and do a lot of fancy pleadings. You stick them before the clerk and request some form of writ of execution or exigency or something else, which is nothing more than a pass to the sheriff so he doesn't feel liable and he feels he has a court order in his hands to go perform the eviction. It's quite an interesting system, for better or for worse. Anyway, the sheriff's telephone number is, the sheriff's office telephone number is 336-641-3694, and the clerk's office number is 336-801-5200. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, folks, what I'm about to say is not a recommendation or even a suggestion. It's merely food for thought, because here's what's happened. These folks have moved back into their properties under order of an order of dismissal of the de facto case, for lack of a better term. It is a case. They assign it a case number when it goes before the clerk, but it's certainly not in judicial review. Three county notaries have signed a very brief one-sentence, one-paragraph order dismissing the case on the authority of the three county notaries. Now, let me ask you, friends, have you ever wondered, you've heard us say before that a case is never closed, that they can't close a case, they don't know how. What we mean by that is only a sovereign man or woman can close a case. Why? Because to close a case, you have to pay the liability, and they have no capacity to pay in the public, only the ability to discharge. They have no money with which to pay, only substitutes for the money, a monetary instrument instead of the money, and hence they can't close the case, and the only one who can close a case is a sovereign man or woman, closed by order of the sovereign. And once that's done, the case is closed, and any action thereafter is a trespass on the living man who they are representing to be a surety for the defendant, a tort against that living man or woman, and a rogue action which puts that judge, that clerk, that sheriff, whomever it may be, in violation of their own statutory public policy. So what I am suggesting here is that only, and I repeat, only men and women who have returned to the county, who are squarely on the land with both feet, the dry soil of the free land without a drop of water in sight, might wish to contact the sheriff and contact the clerk without declaring war, without issuing any threats, and simply get them on the phone and identify themselves as, "I am John Smith of the, I am John Jones of the family Smith, and I'm calling to let you know that you need to obey the county notaries and uphold your oath of office. You need to uphold your commitment to the land. We are back on the land. There's no getting rid of us, and we're asking you to do the lawful and honorable thing that your office requires and respect and obey the order, the sovereign order of the county notaries. I am not suggesting anyone threaten. I'm not suggesting anyone join the action. I'm simply suggesting that it might be prudent to let the sheriff and the clerk know that living sovereign men around the country are watching." Folks, we'll be back in just a moment. Everyone has to make a decision like that for themselves, by the way. You don't operate on what I suggest or tell anyone to do. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
My friends, welcome back. Well, we're only a couple of minutes away from Tom Schultz joining us. I just want to finish up on that thought and make a couple of other announcements I should have announced at the beginning of the program, and I deeply regret that I have not. First of all, again, just because I mentioned something on a radio program, or maybe you even think that I've told you to do something, or I've suggested it, that is no reason at all to do anything. Everybody has to make a decision of conscience, and calling the sheriff and letting him know that we men and women on the land wish him to obey his appropriate duties and act not just in a de facto but a de jure capacity is something that should only be done by someone who understands the statements that I just made fully, and is a county notary, or at least is settled and living on the land and has made that decision. So please keep that in mind. Now, speaking of, you know, don't call him up and say, hey, Sam said I should call you up and give you a piece of my mind, because we'd like you to give him a piece of your heart and not your mind. Anyway, folks, a couple of very important, actually there were three very important seminars, all for different sorts of patriots, or for patriots at different points in their education and in their focus. First of all, coming up on August 2nd and 3rd in Albany, New York, we have a seminar that I am sponsoring, but I am not affiliated with the speaker. I just asked him to come, and he's doing us a great favor by visiting the Northeast, and his name is Keith Edwards Livingway, the man who invented Cancelatura, and now is the driving force behind returning to the land on the county. This is a very important seminar for people in the Northeast to learn how, if they have had it with the United States Federal Corporation and wish to divorce themselves from it, then this would be the place to learn. They will have to give up all of the privileges and benefits, the insurances, the Social Security benefits, the bank accounts, the credit cards, all of the adhesion contracts, to be able to return to the land not involved with the commercial United States dead corporate entity in any capacity whatsoever. However, let me also say that we are working on technologies whereby we hope eventually, and not in the too far future, to influence some of those de facto institutions like banks and secretaries of state to do their de jure duty or step aside so a de jure replacement can do the duty in their stead. So it may not mean a permanent divorce from some of those privileges, but it may be converting some of those privileges into the absolute right of a sovereign man or woman to conduct his own commerce to support his own needs on the land and not with one foot underwater. You can contact Keith and send him an RSVP, and I urge you to do that. Don't wait. This meeting should sell out quickly. You can contact him at CDE_Jure, J-U-R-E, at yahoo.com. That's C as in Charles, D as in David, E as in Edward, J-U-R-E, as in de jure, J-U-R-E, at yahoo.com. Don't wait, my friends. And hotel space is limited also for overnight rooms, so please do not wait. There's a second very important seminar being held for those who are in commerce, do not feel that they wish to divorce themselves completely from those benefits and privileges, wish to operate both as a living man and in a commercial venue, and also wish to step up to the plate by having their straw party commissioned as a notary public so they don't have to rely upon express mail and long distance mail and working with other notaries. If your group needs a notary, then you need to send a replacement to a meeting being held in Mansfield, Massachusetts by the most knowledgeable notary, commercial notary in the country as far as I am concerned. I can't say absolutely that's true, but as far as I'm concerned, he's in a league of one, and he will teach you. Those who aspire to be notaries public, and also this seminar is for notaries public, not county notaries, notaries public who wish to learn commercial procedures so that they can then function in that vein relatively safely as well. He knows what he's doing, and he proves that. He's proven that at lectures, at least three or four lectures I've heard him give, and many around the country have heard him give. To sign up for that particular seminar, please contact Notary Seminar, NotarySeminar, at hush.com, and that is being held August 16th and 17th. So August is going to be a busy month, especially because there is a BIC. By the way, I am not affiliated with Notary Seminar. I'm just very fond of the fellow who's putting it on. And pleased to say that I've introduced him to lots of fine patriots who have found his services to be extraordinary. And finally, there is a third seminar, one I've announced before, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nice place to hold a seminar. At the Tropicana, a BIC beginner's workshop, a hands-on workshop, my friends, where those who attend will not only learn BIC procedures, but will have to execute on their own right then and there for 6, 7, 8 hours a day, for all I know, some evening time as well, under tutelage of mentors, the most competent mentors we have. I say we in the broad sense of the word because I am not affiliated with these folks other than I respect their work, and other than one of the mentors who will be gracing that meeting by the goodness and graciousness of his heart is our guest tonight, Tom Schultz. So without further ado, and let me emphasize that I am not mentioning that seminar because Tom is here. I didn't ask Tom to come to the program to promote his seminar. This is not the David Letterman show. I asked Tom to visit us last week because I realized what a golden opportunity it would be and just how sorely the country needs to hear his message. So let me just emphasize that that particular seminar, well, I will let Tom introduce the email address for that seminar, and I urge you, especially if you're on the West Coast and you need to refine your commercial procedures, you need to move ahead in your ZYA strategies or 1099A strategies, that this is a godsend to you. And to have Tom there for an entire week will be a blessing beyond which I would be able to describe to you. So without further ado, let me introduce a genuine master of commercial techniques who right now is turning red, I'm sure, in the background because he's a very humble man, and I'm sure my words embarrass him to no end. He is a very pious man. I cannot get enough of hearing Tom talk about Scripture, which is especially amazing because Tom was a former member of military intelligence, a tough man from the south side of Chicago. Tom Schultz, welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Sam, and you're absolutely correct. You've embarrassed me to the point I don't know if I can speak. But thank you for all those
words. Well, let me just observe that would be a first, though.
You're right.
You're here to speak, Tom, and you've got to come to grips with that notion. But first, please, let me just ask you if you would mention the email address for that seminar, please.
The BIC Beginners Workshop, Sam. Applications are available at info@BICStudyClub.org.
Let me repeat that, if I may.
Sure.
Info, I-N-F-O, at BIC. That's B as in boy, not T as in Terry, BICStudyClub.org. So thank you, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome, Sam.
While we're on the subject, I meant what I said. You're not here to promote that seminar, but, you know, having you available is a blessing to people. People who have never met you won't be able to understand that until they do meet you because you bring a wealth of real-world experience. Tom, how many court cases have you been involved in? How many times have you been in court?
Probably 65 times in the last 25 years.
I'm hanging up. I'm turning the show over to Tom. 65 times. And, Tom, you've had some very serious situations, including when they tried to take your daughter away. Is that true?
Yes. That was the first major issue about 25 years ago. I was in court.
25 years ago?
Yeah.
And you didn't have a county seal or anything fancy. You didn't know anything probably, right?
I knew absolutely nothing, Sam.
All right, which is about what I know today. So what'd you do, Tom? You walked into a court where they're taking your daughter away. Tell the folks, I've heard this story, and I think it really bears repeating in your own language, Tom. Take as much time as you feel.
And of course, there'll have to be a lot of abbreviation because it's a story about a lot of miracles that the Lord put together. And I'm one of those people from the south side of Chicago who grown up believing that our best relationship with the law was to completely avoid it and stay away from it. So that was my background before I got into an incident with my daughter. My daughter was in a hospital for 6 months, and she was diagnosed with failure to thrive, which is when a child doesn't gain weight. So she was on a pump getting about 2.5 pounds of super enriched, super protein diet designed by a nutritionist, pumped right into her stomach every day, and still did not gain weight. So I was told my daughter may not live. She would, if she did live, be a vegetable, be brain dead, never have the ability to walk or talk or whatever. So it was a very trying time for me, my wife, my family, my kids, my in-laws, neighbors.
There is no bigger, more serious situation to a father than that, is there?
No, no, there certainly isn't. And one of the things the good Lord was kind enough to teach me and my wife was what it feels like to be a father. And so from the time my children were born, I had a new relationship with the Bible because of my experience of being a father. And
So you're saying having a child was really cathartic in your relationship with the Lord?
Yeah, absolutely. I think any father knows when we love our children what that means to us and what we would do for them. And it gave me a new perspective of what the Lord has designed for us and what he did accomplish for us and why he would go to such lengths to do that for us. So
in other words, it taught you about sacrifice and dedication and genuine love instead of lust.
Yeah, exactly. And until you maybe experience that, which I never did until I was a father, how can you relate to a father's love until you become a father? Then you understand that you'd give anything in the world for your kids, and that's pretty much what you're willing to do.
And so you operate under the assumption that the Lord gave everything he had for us.
Exactly. That's what I see defined in Scripture.
He gave us his son.
Yeah. Can you imagine the sacrifice of giving up one of your own son on behalf of the sons and daughters you want to adopt and bring into the family? It's amazing.
I can't even really appreciate that. I know I wouldn't have the strength to do that, which just goes to show the sinful manner in my heart. That is a sacrifice beyond all words, and it's what I'm trying to emphasize to people when they go into court, that they are in that courtroom. When I tell them, just stand there and be you. If he questions you and he asks your name and you feel like asking him his name, ask him his name. If you feel like saying, I'm the man who's holding a peace bond for this court, say it. Don't worry about what he's going to say, because you are a son or a daughter of the Lord, and that makes you a high office holder. That makes you divine, and that certainly puts you above any legal fiction, regardless of how they are dressed or what they may be saying in your face.
Well, you know, Sam, I remember old TV shows. It used to be kind of a funny little motto. Wait till I tell my dad what you did. And we knew what that meant. If I told dad what you got involved in, look out for you, because my dad would help me out and take care of things for me. And that's how I approach a lot of these issues. Look out for you, because if I let my dad know what you're about to try and pull off here, God help you.
Well, that's some of the wisdom that you bring forth. Tom, in my case, it went like this. Wait till your dad gets home. There was usually a slap just prior to that.
Yeah, and then your dad came home and lovingly dealt with you, didn't he?
So you faced a really biblical decision here, that your daughter is pronounced probably deceased in a short period of time, and you can't accept that. What did you do, Tom?
Well, of course, all the time that she was in the hospital, I was doing my own research about these strange diagnoses of failure to thrive. And reading the books, I saw that they had no known diagnosis. They didn't know what the cause was. They had recommended treatments, and the books told them, we really don't know. But I stumbled upon a lot of issues with stomach disorders that disturbed me and scared me, peritonitis and the possibility of infections. And at one point, they wanted to introduce, I forget what they called the device, a Broviac into her artery in order to, you know, plug in vital nutrients if necessary. IVs were collapsing all the time. Tests were going on constantly. And it looked like...
How old was she?
She was a baby. She was between 1 and 7 months old.
Oh, my goodness.
She weighed 8 pounds, and she still weighed 8 pounds at 6 or 7 months old. So,
oh, my goodness.
I informed the hospital I was going to move her to another children's hospital who told me that when a bed was available, I would have to move immediately, because if the bed wasn't taken, it would be given to somebody else. So I did get a call that they would accept her, and I notified the hospital I was going to move, and they kind of challenged me, why do you want that? So they asked me to come down to a meeting, and I met with 26 physicians on my daughter's case, who essentially gave me a lot of what I considered to be BS. So I said, well, In conclusion to this meeting, I'm still going to go. That's my choice, and I'm going to go to another group and see what they can do. So their methodology here was to try and prevent that and charge me with child abuse and try and stop me from moving my daughter from the hospital. That caused a fight with seven policemen that lasted 3.5 hours, and I was arrested that night and released a few hours later and brought me into a court case the next morning.
All right, let me back up there. So seven cops tried to bring you in, and you resisted.
Well, they were actually trying to stop me from taking my daughter out of the hospital.
All right, well, that music means we're heading to break, and we'll be back with this fascinating story, folks. This is, you might say, radio at its best. This story will have great insight for each of you facing challenges in your cases and in your lives at this very moment. So please stick with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Welcome back, my friends. We're finishing up the first hour. We're here with Tom Schultz discussing a very interesting story from 25 years ago when 26 physicians and a hospital conspired to remove custody of his child from Tom for the mere act of wishing to transfer his daughter to another hospital when the first hospital's therapies were failing. So please continue, Tom.
Like I said, there's a very abbreviated version, and I don't want to discount the good Lord's involvement here. Relating to the court case specifically, when I went the next morning for a custody hearing, I was approached by a very attractive young girl couldn't have been out of law school very, very long, but she was, she informed me she was a lawyer for my child. And I thought, well, hallelujah, got a little help here, by the grace of God. And she asked me my daughter's name, and I told her. And she went on to tell me that she was going to represent the state trying to take custody of my child away from me, and she would be investigating my other two children, and they would be contacting the schools and their neighbors and all kinds of things. Now, this is all because I want to move my daughter from one hospital to another. So I reminded her after a few seconds that just a few seconds earlier, she told me she didn't know my daughter's name. And now somehow she thought she had the right to come in and tell me what was going to happen to my children in my family that God had ordained to become my children.
Let me interrupt you a second, please.
Until you can get a letter from God about what you got to say about this, I'm afraid you got no opinion. And I'm not even going to find out what your opinion is.
Let me interrupt you a second here, because you mentioned, although I'm getting feedback on the line, Manny, if you'd be able to take care of that. But you mentioned a couple of points here. They're small, but they're actually very important. Number one, Tom's response to her, 2 minutes ago, you didn't know my daughter's name. That's the kind of common sense ability to see between the lines, folks, that I wish all of us could cultivate. Being able to see the obvious insanity in the position that's often taken by people who are operating in their normal vein and normal venue and have no sense that the position they have taken actually border between the ridiculous, the ironic, and the dangerous. And by listening to Tom, I'm hoping you'll be able to cultivate that sense of irony and that sense of being able to distinguish those moments of preciousness when we can look the devil in the eye and tell him, have you ever considered this? And the second one that you mentioned, Tom, if you would repeat what you said about the Lord.
Well, I informed her, until you get a letter from God that says you have anything to do about it, these are my children, and he has established that effect. So,
what was her response?
To say about it? Pardon?
How did she respond?
She was pretty much mute, but I have an unusual nature when I get mad. I usually tremble, I shake, and my voice gets progressively louder until it sounds like I'm on a megaphone. So there were a lot of people gathered around to hear my speaking for the next minute and a half.
And so the court case unfolded?
Well, yes, then the court began after everybody in that courtroom heard what I thought about their opinions about what I was going to do with me and my family. And so I let that be known from the beginning and told them I was not there to get their opinion. Didn't care what their opinion was. And then until I was taken off the planet, I was the father, and that's who was going to handle this situation.
Okay, folks. That music means we're heading to the end of the first hour. We'll be away for a one-minute station identification. Don't go away, because Tom just stated a mouthful that has significance to all of our lives. He just presented himself, without even knowing what he was doing, as a living man and father of that child, and no one had better get in the way. We'll be back in just a moment.
Men